the dead is a miracle, doc. They counted me out. Moment of truth, counting it down. Underdog story was down for the count. Back on my feet, back with a mic, back on a beat, back with a fam, letting bang in the streets. The game on lock, I stand with a key. Stand in my ground, I am planning to flee. Stand in my ground, I am planning my feet. Taking a stand, embracing my destiny, shaking his hand, flipping the script.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Thursday Night CrossFit Talk. We're here to do a couple things. We're going to close out 24.1. We're going to talk about the announcement of 24.2. We're going to talk about some things about that. We're going to talk about some things that happened this week, a little bit of news, and all that stuff. So excited to be with you here tonight. But you know what else is going on? We got to close out 24.1. And Carolyn Prevost will be with us tonight. She's just going to be a couple minutes late. She's on her way here. Look at that.
Look at that banner.
Jamie Latimer, eighth in the world, 40 to 44-year-old division, in a weekend where she drove 5 hours to the Arnold, stood on her feet all day, spent the night in a hotel, was on her feet again, drove 5 more hours, and did the workout. And still, eighth in the world.
Not too shabby, I guess.
How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. I'm so proud of you. It's your first year in this division. It's your time to shine. And I knew the circumstances this weekend weren't ideal, and you still persevered.
Yeah, thank you. It helps having the team to push. Makes you try a little harder.
Yeah.
Andrew is right. Service there was trash. I couldn't find anything for like, there was a couple like Olympic lifters that I wanted to go see, and I didn't know like how to find their specific heat schedules. And I couldn't even load up the Arnold schedule just through my phone, just to like see like when foosball was going. Like I couldn't even see like the general, let alone specific heat times to go figure out and catch certain people.
Yeah. I'm just sad. I wasn't recovered enough to get down there. Cause this week has been like a complete turnaround for me. Like, you know, we, on the weight loss show, we talked about it on Tuesday. My goal for this week is to get a couple 7K days in. I sent it to your email, Carolyn. I can double check that. It was early this morning. I got 7K in yesterday. I'm really close today. I should get it because Walter will have to go out before I go to bed. I should get it tonight. And there she is, magically.
You're right.
Made it.
You did.
So we're just kind of wrapping up last week. We're talking about Jamie finishing eighth in the world in her division. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hold on. I need to activate my sound.
The beauty of technology.
I know.
Is the sound on my computer?
So anyway, should get my 7K, and I'm trying to get five times this week. And then I'm sure she's going to up what it is that we're going to strive for. And then I think I'm going to reactivate my CrossFit membership and just watch my heart rate and head back.
We better give them some TV talk. They're looking for it every week.
Oh gosh.
Ken started Shogun on FX. I have not seen it. I started Tracker. Well, we started Tracker watching that, but what was the one we started last night? What's that called? The Tourist. Have you seen that? Oh, it's like, so I think it's just started its second season. So we just started the first season, which was out last year, and he gets in a car accident I think it's over in like Australia, and he's fully amnesia, has no idea, but like somebody's trying to kill him. So he's like, you're trying to figure out who he is and why they're trying to kill him.
I think I did see this.
At least you watched it. Okay.
Yeah. I think Julie binged it and I just kind of caught pieces of it.
Okay. We're only two episodes in, so I have no idea.
So the shows have come back. So my big, I love Will Trent. Have you seen Will Trent? Think A Cooler Monk.
Oh, okay. I liked Monk. That was a good show. So,
like a guy who sees a crime scene, can kind of picture it all, mm-hmm. reenact the crime in his head. Very, very cool. So I'm glad that's back. But like what's annoying me is the networks are bringing back like two episodes, and then we're taking a 3-week break. And then we're like, you were off all fall from the writer's strike. Right. Why can't we go straight through now?
Right.
And then my guilty pleasure is Deal or No Deal Island.
I haven't watched it yet, but yeah. I mean, back when Deal or No Deal first came out, I watched it. So yeah.
So now it's a competition to compete for the suitcases to put on the board at the end of the show.
Okay.
So you're trying to get the highest amounts to go on the board.
Okay.
The person who brings back the lowest amount is like they go into the, like they can be eliminated. The person with the highest case gets to pick of two who goes in. Then they have to play the classic game. And if they beat the dealer, they get to stay and pick somebody else to go home. If they don't beat the dealer, they go home.
So it's like
all the money they earn goes into the final case at the final kind of thing.
So it's like Deal or No Deal combined with the challenge.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Carolyn's got no time for that. She's working a full-time job. She's a professional athlete.
I don't watch many shows, to be honest. I watch live sports a lot and listen to podcasts.
So that's the tough part right now is, one, the podcast world has been slow this week. Two, there's no sports unless you're into hockey or the NBA. And my NBA team always loses players towards the end of the season, and we're never competitive. So then I lose interest there. So I don't know.
You guys, this is not a deadlift workout.
It is not, but we'll get there, Sarah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, live sports, I do like my Penguins, but and the playoffs are coming. Once the playoffs are coming, I'll be all in.
Mayhem podcast was off the rails. We were just laughing the whole time. I don't know if anyone else watched that one.
I watched it as I went to bed and I fell asleep.
It was hilarious.
So what sports are you watching, Carolyn?
Women's college basketball. Caitlin Clark a lot.
Oh, yeah.
USC team a lot. South Carolina. Watch a lot of PWHL, so the new professional women's hockey league. Some NBA. Rarely NHL, to be honest. Mostly women's sports, just because I have a lot of ties with, especially the hockey. So I haven't really missed many of the games. I'll watch all of them.
So let me ask you this. Caitlin Clark is going to be the number one pick in the WNBA. And they're already talking about like the deals that she's making connected with the city she's going to go to because she's going to be the number one pick. And she hasn't even finished college yet. No. Like that's insanity to me.
Well, what I liked was I was watching First Take the other day and like Shannon Sharp was saying, who's one of the hosts for ESPN. He was like, I can't even name five college men basketball players right now, but I can name five women. And like, that's never happened. Like where you're talking about all like the amount of hype that she's brought to the women's game and a lot of other players at like the college level, like we're talking about a lot more women's college basketball than the men's college basketball. And like the March Madness is coming up, and I feel like I'm way more invested in the women's bracket now than the men's.
I got sucked in. She was here in Columbus a couple weeks ago, and Ohio State upset Iowa, but it was such a good game. I found it more exciting than the men's game. Like, it more passing, more like plays run. It just was, and she's such a threat all the time. Like, you can never put your guard down.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, she's something else, and they were saying, like, she's selling out arenas everywhere she goes.
Every single arena, it's sold out.
And that school may never have had a sellout ever, and she shows up and they sell out the arena. It's crazy. Yeah. It's going to be, and then I wonder what she's going to do for the WNBA.
I hope she can continue to be good, because it would then bring a lot more eyes to the WNBA, which then could expand maybe in, for a Toronto team I would love to have.
Yeah, she's a shooter, right? So she's going to be fine. Like, shoot or shoot. And it doesn't change from league to league.
Wilson's a little cold this year, but he's a shooter.
Yeah.
They can hot streaks leave. Yeah. Come and go.
All right. Well, I guess we'll finish up 24.1. I announced that Jamie finished 8th in the world in her division. And you finished 15th in the world overall. I know you said you were hoping for top five, but man, the scores were close.
Mm-hmm. Very close. Yeah, within a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I gave it everything I had. I think a few, like the couple seconds, I think it comes down to how fast you're dropping. Like, I was taking maybe a little bit too much time to make sure the dumbbell is flat so that it wasn't rolling as I'm coming down. So like, those little seconds count. And then the dumbbell speed, like the dumbbell snatch speed, I think is where you can lose maybe a little bit of time. It's like, how fast do you want to push the line of a good rep? And then like, like, I felt like a lot of people were a little bit in front from what I've seen. And like, they didn't even ask for my video this year. And I've always had my videos asked for. Anytime I was in the top 40, top 50 worldwide in an open workout, I've always sent my video. So I'm like, did they even review anyone that's in front of me? I have no idea. They've obviously reviewed the winners, but why wasn't my video sent? Like, why isn't someone looking at my video?
I
trust my movements. I've looked back on, but like, I should have my video sent. I should have my, like, at least look at the top 40.
So this is my theory. They feel because it's 25% and the best are going to make it on anyway, there's no sense in wasting time.
Yeah.
Nitpicking every little thing, because everybody who needs to make it's going to make it.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And you start at zero at quarters. So, and I think what that 25% did that none of us even talked about when they announced it was, it gives them that out now. Like, everybody's going to make it in, so that they don't have to nitpick videos.
They just need to make sure that the winner is at least getting the $2,024 is going to be legit. And after that, it's like, okay, the winning score is good.
Yeah. So I think that's what, and then quarters, you bet they judges better be on their game. And
I think they will at quarters. You have to. With top 40, I mean, we can talk about how strong the East region is versus the West, but it's crazy. They need to look at those videos, because that top 40 is going to be legit. There's almost 20 individual games athletes in the East.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years.
Yeah. They're going to need to check like the top 300 videos of every workout. There's going to be random scores in there throwing off the total at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I think they'll do a good job for the quarters.
Let's hope.
So I want to talk about two things from 24.1. One, Colton's performance demolishing the field in a short workout. Insane. On top of his mom dying a day or two before the event happened, and him talking about in the middle of the workout, he thought about it. and knew and said today that his mom didn't raise. I mean, he was raised by tough people,
right?
And that he needed to push through. And that, to me, like, Colton won the weekend in more ways than one. That was amazing.
I was very happy for him to win it, especially going through what he had to go through. Like, geez, like, I mean, couldn't have asked for a better winner there.
And then the other thing I want to talk about, and then I'll let you guys wrap up whatever you do. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when they announced the Masters dates being the same weekend as teens. And in that episode, I said, there's a girl named Leah Berger who is going to make the games, and it's going to be a choice whether her dad, two-time defending champion, goes to the Masters games, or do they go support her at the teen games. 24.1, Leah's seventh in the world.
Yep.
And Rudy, her dad, two-time defending champion in the 40 to 44-year-old division. What kind of conflict does that put them in going into this season? Here's something they should be like super stoked about, and now they have this hanging over their head.
It's, I mean, you feel like it's like a no-brainer, right? Like, she should get the shot. The problem is Rudy is just like, he's like one of the, other than Jason Grubb, is one of like the main headliners of Masters now, who are getting some sponsorships, and you don't go perform at your game, at your top competition, how are you going to keep those sponsors? And maybe they'll be understanding and support them, but like, they're supporting you so that you can go show out, and then you take that away. I mean, I don't know. And that's not fair to their family.
Yeah. I really not thought out. And that's just one instance that I know of because I'm friends with the family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think there's going to be a lot more of those cases where coach, athlete, family member, it's going to get messy. And they really need to rethink having them on the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they combine.
Yeah.
Into one event.
Agreed.
So any final thoughts for you guys on 24.1?
It's like 24.2.
All right. I do want to show some of Holly's stats. She put a lot of work into them. So we'll finish up with those. I'm going to share my screen. She did such a good job. And she did some stuff.
She always does a good job.
That's amazing. So here is a worldwide open. If you haven't seen this on, I have blown up the wrong screen. If you have not seen this on my Instagram, here are the top five in the world and then every region. And you can see like the difference. She puts the difference in times.
To the next person in front of them.
Correct. So we didn't talk about Mirjam Van Roor, who won the women's side, 5:39.
Smashed
pretty,
it.
Pretty impressive.
She had some of the best movement I saw.
Yep.
For me, better than Colton.
Yes.
So we need to give her due as well.
Yeah, crushed it.
Yeah, like Lex had sent me the video and she was like, look at this girl, it's legit too. And I was like, I looked at the video and I was like, oh yeah, that's legit. Her reps look great.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you see people score and you're like, yeah, I'll wait till the judges review and
and
look at what it actually looked like. And then you saw hers and you're like, good job. Like that was great. She's
totally.
Yeah. Yep.
So when I'm looking at these numbers, I'm looking for things that don't belong, right? And one thing that doesn't belong here is Freya Moosbrugger. I would not have put her in this workout as her strength. And to come in second in North America East is a hell of a job.
That's why I also wanted to see her video too.
I would like to see that, yeah.
Because that was my first thought was like, I did not expect, like Fee, I could see, I mean, Hiller, of course. It's most of the ones in front, I was like, oh, yeah. Freya is smaller. She did do well at a burpee workout at Wodapalooza, but I still wouldn't have expected her in this type of workout, just judging by some of her past performances, I guess, in like the burpees stuff that we've seen. So yeah, that one I was definitely the most surprised.
If it's legit, you need to look out for her this year.
Well, the movements I saw for the small movements that she posted on her Instagram looked good, but you make sure that you always put your best stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like you're not. So.
Yeah. Cause she's strong. Like that's what I put her in a power output category, not something like this. And yeah, that blew me away when I saw that.
Same.
And I know Elena Buds is coming off a knee injury, and she did great 2 years ago. So good to see her back. Got to know her for the little bit of time she was at Underdogs. I'm so excited to see her in the top five. I was surprised about Kyra Milligan too.
Strong posterior chain, so deadlift and small.
Yeah.
Like she had one of the best deadlifts plus, yeah, small. I'd say.
You just did.
It is.
Never pictured her as a go dark kind of athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying, those are people that are like really caught me off guard.
Yeah, like you look at Jamie Simmons, you're like, yeah, every time there's a short sprint burpee workout, you're like, yeah, she's top. Holta, top. Like there's a few people that they're always at the top for for most workouts, but this one as well.
And how about our girls, Cara Saunders, after having a baby, amazing, coming back better than ever. Boom.
She's one that would always do well as well, like prior to.
The other thing I wanted to show from Holly is she had kind of signups. Well, let's do worldwide men real quick. Here we have the top five overall in the world. Africa, Asia, Europe, North America East.
I like to see Caron there.
Yeah.
Especially because he got injured at Wodapalooza, had to pull out his pec again, the second time during the year. So obviously with burpees, like he had to have recovered from Wodapalooza.
And Will Morad just keeps getting younger.
He's crazy.
He's good.
Nothing surprising there.
No.
Nothing surprising there.
Ben Gerard back.
Now,
Ben beat his brother.
My question was, Ben's back. His suspension's over?
Yeah, he got popped 2 years after Ricky in 2019. So this would be his first year back.
Okay. Yeah, because he's way up. Masters 35 to 39. I think he's in first or second.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
And then I just want to do registrants just so we kind of see that. Here we go. Individual men by RX scaled foundations in different regions. But you can see overall, these are people that logged at least one score and well over 150,000 men. Logged a score, 161. There, she did the math for me. So that was pretty cool. And then on the women's side, sure.
Was it not slide two?
I thought. Oh, maybe it is. There it is.
That's yeah, but now adaptive. You're going to adapt if you go back to.
Okay. There it is. 132,000 women logged a workout. So that gets us close to 300,000. Then you add adaptive. You go over 300,000. So pretty good signups. Again, What kills me though is Europe, North America East, North America West get 40 with all of these signups,
mm-hmm.
and Africa, Asia, Oceania, and South America with much more limited signups only get 40 as well to quarters.
It's crazy.
To semis.
Right.
I can talk. So, but yeah, always check the site. Holly gets this stuff out quick. And she got one out today that's really cool, where she did all the splits from Justin and Colton during their 24.2. So you can kind of see each round where they were.
Can you pull that back up again? I want to see how many men went did scaled.
A lot less than the woman.
15. That's what I was.
A lot less. I was just looking at. I was looking at that. Is there 36,000 women to like?
Yeah.
There wasn't many men. Egos.
Well, it kind of was a super accessible. Yeah, like that's only 15%. Not even.
20. I mean, it was one that a lot of people could RX, right?
Right.
And well, like the scaled version.
And the foundation
lighter dumbbell, right?
Just a lighter dumbbell. That was the only difference. Yeah. So like 18, not quite 20% of men went scaled, and like 30-some% of women. Like that's crazy.
And then same with the foundations. There's a lot more on the woman's side too than the men's.
That I could sort of see.
Yeah, just experience and training and doing stuff.
Yeah, I think the burpee scared some of your newer women in general.
To jump over.
Yeah. It was a burpee workout. Like if you're going to do the burpee anyway, just move the dumbbell slower and log the darn RX.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Yeah. All that from Holly.
Yeah.
So now we move to 24.2.
Mm-hmm.
It was the guest announcer was Seth Rollins from the WWE. I got to say, I loved it.
I did too. I just wish it was a bigger, I wish that they were an affiliate. Cause if you have 200 people packed into an affiliate and he's got his voice and there was atmosphere in that little gym, there was no atmosphere. Like no one was like that crowd wasn't that loud there. I thought it should have been an affiliate. Well, I mean, his gym is affiliated, but like a little bit bigger.
Right. He was wasted on a small crowd.
Totally yeah. Wasted.
Yeah. And like I was all pumped up. I'm a kid of the, like I was WWF, WWE.
Same.
All that stuff growing up. Like I love that stuff. And I'm all in on the Iron Hog.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Like that should be Colton's nickname. I love it. And I love the way he was pumping everybody up. And but you're right. It was all wasted on a very small crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picture that at a packed affiliate and the people going nuts around them. Oh my gosh.
Because it almost made it seem like in the comments were like people were like, oh, like cringy or like awkward, but it's just because the atmosphere wasn't right for it. He was great. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I was all pumped up.
I liked it.
I was ready to go try it. And pass out at 200 meters on the row. but yeah, I love that part. I loved how much he got into it. I'm curious to see what happened. Like, cause he said Justin was going to let him do it afterwards. I hope someone videoed it.
Yeah. There was something posted on the games. I think Theo, the dog, also got in the way of his double unders. Seth's double unders.
Jeez. Oh boy.
Well, I think there's something like that. I think on Game's Instagram, I'd have to look. I thought so.
Beck says, I don't know anything about WWE, but I liked it. It was a fun announcement. Kenneth says, people don't get it. That's Rollins' gimmick.
Yeah, it's on. Go to the CrossFit Games Instagram and go look at Seth Rollins' double under and the dog that runs in.
Yeah.
It's got to be their first post.
Okay, got it.
Wait for it.
He looks good.
I know.
Hold on here. Where is it? Oh, it was before that. It was before that. So you have to, there it is. Hold on. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Boom.
The caption's great. Theo wasn't going to let him beat Justin. Theo made sure that Justin had the top time in the shed. That's for sure. Sabotaging.
Kenneth, I bought my first pair of Metcons because of Seth Rollins. Why wasn't this produced as some kind of
after show
footage? Right. We talked about it last week. Like,
yeah,
like they finished a workout and the show's done.
I would have liked to have seen him versus Boz.
Yes.
Anyone else in there? Anyone else?
And then Justin and Colton are judging them. You know, like Dave has good double unders. You know, Dave should be in there too. Like all three of them throw down after Boz, Dave, and him. They have enough. I mean, I'm sure they have three rowers that they could do it.
Sure.
What was that, Daniel Robbins, that was wrangling Theo at the end?
I thought it was Justin, wasn't it?
No, Justin's over on a box.
Oh,
by his dad.
Oh,
I think it's Daniel. But like Seth looks good and he's tall. He'd probably kill the row.
Mm-hmm. I would be very curious.
Like Ken's, it would have been a fun thing.
Those double unders look great. I'll take some of those.
Ken, spot on. Bring two other WWE guys and have them face off. How cool would that have been?
Yeah. Missed opportunity there, totally. And I like with Boz, like let Boz take on the heavyweight champ. Everybody loves Boz, right? So it's a perfect, like, heel.
They should have leaned into it and done something there.
And Boz would be that guy that like wore an outfit or like a mask in or something to take him on or. Yeah, they could have done so much with it. Total missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we get into the actual workout. It was 300 meter row. 10 deadlifts, 185, 125.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then 50 double unders, 20-minute AMRAP. Initial thoughts on the workout itself?
Didn't like it.
I think it's fine.
I was like, this is going to be way too many double unders. That was my first thought for the elites. I was like, oh, that's a lot of double unders.
We've done 500, 600.
And then a lot of hinging again. It was like last week was hinge with the burpees and the dumbbell snatch, and then you're doing and jumping, and then here was hinging and jumping. And I was like, I really thought there was going to be a squat this week, especially looking at the cap from next week that has front squats and something, the burpee box jump overs the following day of 24.3. I was like, oh, front squat are going to be this week. And it would have made sense to front squat or something.
I think front squats would have been great.
I thought it was going to be row, double unders, and wall balls, something like that.
Yeah, I thought wall balls for sure.
Well, after our talk last week, I said on the round table on Monday, it was going to be deadlift, row, and double unders.
You did?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, spot on. I agree it's a little bit much in the hinging. But I do think like front squat would have been better. I think front squat would have taxed the shoulders even more and made the double unders even like you would have really had to been great at double unders, to succeed at this workout. And I do think we need to make sure we're hitting that skill component more so than just capacity component, because it's so accessible. But it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. Again, the top 25% are going to be totally fine.
I think when I came down to it, it was, they keep saying it needs to be accessible. You can pull someone off the street and they could come in and compete. Mm-hmm. Deadlift is the easiest lift there is to do that.
Right.
Rowing, anybody can get on a rower and pull the chain. And then double unders, most people can do a single under if they can't do a double under and at least do a scaled version. So I just thought it made sense. And Carolyn convinced me double unders were in it. Yeah. By her study of the cap. So
I knew it.
So that's why I went with it on Monday. I didn't know I was going to be right. I'm glad I was right because I'm usually way off on these things.
My initial thought was that's a lot of transitions and it's going to be a component of it is going to be set up and just transition speed.
How would you put your stuff?
I think basically like Bryson had it. Rower. I had two people do it at the gym tonight. And
what did he have it? I didn't see it.
It was basically like, so rower, jump rope, barbell. So you like got off your rower, stepped over your rope, deadlifted, got jump roped and sat right back down. That's probably how I'll set mine up.
See, I need so much room for my double unders. I can't do that short transition.
Oh.
Because like, I can't have anything in this, a big circle here.
Okay.
You are supposed to be an athlete.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Well, just like have your rower and then your barbell up and leave like a bigger space to like travel your jump rope. You just step forward for your deadlift.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Because that's your rest. 10 deadlift. Yeah. I mean, but the only problem is that only take you 10 seconds.
It's irrelevant for the elites. I can't go that fast. Because I got to calm myself. I got to calm myself, me, for my double unders.
Yeah.
I have a lot of anxiety when I get to the rope. Think about
that. That is a place where it's going to be, I mean, it's a rowing workout for sure. But you can't be tripping on your double unders every round. You can't. Yeah.
For the elites, it's a rowing workout.
Yes.
For me, it's a transition and double undered workout.
Andrew extended it tonight and said the deadlift got his back. But you just competed in Olympic lifting 5 days ago.
Should be recovered, though.
We all just hinged over a bunch of times 5 days ago.
5 days ago? I hope you recovered 5 days ago.
Hey, we're not all the athletes you guys are.
5 days. That's almost a week.
I'm just trying to have my boys back.
Yeah, make excuses for him.
So when do you guys think you're going to do it?
Saturday. I leave for California tomorrow. I haven't even packed yet.
Spring break?
Yeah, it's March break. Yeah, for us. That's cool. So I'll be there for this week and then the point three.
Nice.
I went to Costco yesterday and bought a lot of dog treat stuff. Ready to see my doodles.
Aw.
So Andrew did 24.1 on Monday.
Okay.
See, your back could be more sore still from Monday from that versus to me in Olympic lifting where you're doing one rep. I'll give you some slack there, Andrew.
Yeah. I will likely be doing it tomorrow. Right before I start Friday Night Lights for the gym.
Is your team getting together this weekend?
That's the plan, Sunday. That was my issue, and I was like, do I want it? Is this one I want to do twice?
How does it work for teams? Do you guys always have to go to the same gym for the open and quarters? Is that how it does?
Mm-hmm.
No, yes. It doesn't matter if you guys went alternated the gyms. You have to go to that same one. Like, even if the whole team went to one gym, then the whole team went to another gym.
I don't think so. I think we have to go to the affiliate each week. It would be easier on us to be able to all meet at my gym, but I don't think we have that option.
Tristan says, I'm late, but I'm here. What I miss? You missed that Jamie did awesome in the week one. Carolyn did awesome in week one. Carolyn hates week two. We looked at open registrations and how many people did scaled. Women did a lot more than men. And Seth Rollins was awesome.
Nice recap, Scott.
And CrossFit missed out by not having a broadcast
him do it.
Yeah.
And put him up against someone like Boz.
Yeah, versing somebody. Yep.
And TV talk, as Kenneth said. And Caitlin Clark talk. So, okay, so you're going to do it before you go for California, or when you get to California.
Yeah.
How much of a difference does that make having Lex with you, or does that not make a difference?
For like this open workout? No.
Yeah, like any workout.
This is a me versus my double unders battle right now. That's
okay.
Lex coaching me. Me doing it by myself, me doing it in a bit, like it, I can't, this is a type of workout that I don't need a bunch of like noise too, because I need to like focus on my double unders. I don't want any of the dogs to go into my double unders like Theo did. But yeah, it's just nice to have her around though. Get to judge her too.
Our roundtable chat group, Kat said this, and I agreed. Miranda on the mic was freaking awesome today.
Yeah, she's good.
So good. I missed her. You know, it takes me back. And she's so smooth in the way she talks. She knows the sport forward and back. So it's effortless for her. And I like Pat Sherwood too. So I thought it was a good team today. I really enjoyed them. But they still missed the mark with the Seth Rollins thing.
What do you think the top score will be for males and females this week?
So I said in that same chat that I thought 12. Someone would get into the 12 on the men's side.
And the woman? For sure they'll get into the 12. I'm curious. I think there's going to be somebody finishing the 12. But there's only 12 spots on the scorecard, so that'll be somebody's goal to win the scorecard.
Oh, with Julian.
Well, why did we not get to see that?
Yeah, that would have been cool even. So Miranda's husband.
Yeah.
Who was a games athlete individually too.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
It's too bad. How much behind do you think the females are on this than the males?
Half a round. I don't know. Not like, I think there will be girls getting through 11. Yeah. I don't know. They got through 11. Mm-hmm. Justin did.
They got into 11.
That's probably going to be about the top.
They didn't have the best transitions to where their placement was. It wasn't in the athlete's favor.
Yeah. But I would say somewhere around that same score that they got would be the top girl score.
See, I'm trying to think of like the rowers that would break this.
Someone tall.
Yeah, like, but who I'm thinking of is like Sam Briggs and Annie, and they're not doing it. So
Horvath will do well.
Yeah. She doesn't have the height like they do.
The power of the machine, though.
It was like a Margo Alvarez workout.
The rope debacle. Is that the when they touch the rope?
Yeah, because Adam switched out his rope for him, is what it is. I'm sure they won't. It looked like
Osmond
was right there.
So Kenneth, is that, just so everybody knows, you guys care about the rope debacle?
No.
No.
I don't think CrossFit cares. I think literally they just want to get through this, know that the elites are going to make it to quarters, and not have to do a bunch of video review or get nitpicky. But I do hate... It has been a known fact that people shouldn't be touching equipment for years. And the worst culprits are the coaches.
Right.
So I bet they give him a penalty of a couple seconds.
Yeah, possible.
Meaning a couple reps or rep.
I mean, if Boz said go change it out, I couldn't totally see what happened there, but
was it broken? Is that what happened?
It just was tangled. Justin didn't set it down right. He straightened it out for him.
No, he went and got another rope and set another rope. I think the hand.
I didn't. It was.
I think the hand though.
So fast.
I'm pretty sure he walked to the back of the gym, got another one out of his bag, and came and set it down. And I think. I agree, Andrew. I agree. If it broke, Justin should have gotten another rope, not the coach.
Not how the setup is of that. He can't just go to his bag during this announcement. That's not what people would want to see. Like, just give him a rope. I think if you're at your own gym and you have your bag right there, but there's, 50 people maybe in there crammed, and
that's how every Friday Night Lights is going to be.
Yeah.
He should have had his second rope right there available. Anytime there's a jump rope workout, you should have your second rope available. It is what it is. It's not a big deal.
To me, it's not a big deal, but I don't know.
So who do you think? So you're picking Laura to win this?
No, I'm not. But just because I don't think she's going as hard in the open as maybe someone that would really want to win this workout. I think it's going to be a random person. Like it would be someone like Michaela Norman. Like, that would just be tall, probably on the rower. Maybe too tall for the deadlifts. Trying to think on the woman's
side. Danny Spiegel?
Yeah, no. I'm sort of thinking her. She crushed point one. I was shocked with her.
She's always done well on burpee stuff, and she's strong.
And she's good at double unders.
Rolf, I think, could do well here. Rolf is great on machines and always has done really well with double unders.
And that's not a heavy deadlift.
I think Emily could do well. I think on the men's side, Brent.
Yeah, I'm thinking
he doesn't overpace
Allen.
James.
Yeah, I mean those three are the best rowers.
I feel like this is a type of workout where a random person might win, though.
I think the Taylor versus Jason is going to bring out one of the best scores because of that, just like we saw last week.
I just don't think Taylor's that good at this workout.
I think he'll be good. I mean, I do think Jason's going to beat him in this one, but I think he'll push him.
Do you think that CrossFit should have picked a better matchup for this workout?
Yes.
I don't understand why they – no, this has nothing to do with Colton, but if you know you're going to do rowing in there, that wasn't a good – like, make them put on a show.
Yeah.
Put stuff – if you're going to pick the matchup, let's pick movements that these two are going to battle it out. Like, from the get-go, it's like, you're not even giving Colton – no offense to Colton because he's a freaking freak of anything, but, like, I was like – they just set him up to basically, like, it was going to be very, very hard for him to win that workout.
I totally agree.
I was like, that's the workout you want these two to do. Like, make some sort of squatting would have been fun, and a little bit of gymnastic skill too. Maybe a little bit of heavy lifting. They would have been good battles. Like, I don't know. To me,
I kind of wonder what next week is going to be. And then if we don't see the workouts should have been like Colton should have been week three. That's what I think is going to happen. We're going to see the workout. We're going to be like, oh, Colton should have totally been in week three.
Well, you could almost say the same for Brent in week one.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, swap those two out.
I want them to pick people. That's going to be a battle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if it's like
Colton versus Adler would have been a better matchup for one. And Fikowski versus Medeiros would have been better for two.
Fikowski would beat Medeiros on this one, I think.
I agree, but I think it would have been a fair fight.
Yes, a better. Yeah. I know that they don't want to like pick their matchups based on the workouts, but I still think they should.
Kat asks, maybe CrossFit picked a workout they knew Justin could win.
I don't think so. But
it kind of seems that way, yes.
I hope not. But
so just I want to share Holly's work because she again did so awesome. We gotta shut down Seth here. And go back to my profile. Here we go. So I know this is small, so I'm going to blow it up. But you can go out to the Instagram and do the same. She took the time to break down the splits for every phase of today's competition. Justin on the left, Colton on the right. And you can see it was a pretty tight go until Colton rope got tangled pretty good. And he spent like 10 to 15 seconds.
I would like Holly to do row and every row, instead of doing it like with all these splits and where they are at each round, I would like to see, let's say 103 for the row, 105, 103, 105, 106, like that would be interesting to see like within each movement. And then the deadlift, it was like, they're all going to be 8 seconds, let's say.
Yeah.
Double unders. Like, do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Like you want to see was round six row 110 instead of 103.
Did I lose 10 seconds in my round six row and my transition there?
Yeah. Agree.
But this is nice to see where each round is. And it's like, okay, when you're finishing the double under, are you ahead of a 5:26 time when you're finishing, you know, whatever round? It can be a good indication there to see if you're on pace for that score-ish.
What I couldn't believe is how much Colton caught up at the end.
Yeah.
Like that kid goes dark when others can't. And to get it within 40 meters at the end, like he had to be pulling something insane to do that. Because I think Justin was at 135.
Mm-hmm. I want to say I saw 131 on Colton's screen at the end.
That's insane.
Because in 17 seconds, right? If you look at 19 and 19, 17. In 17 seconds, is that 40 meters?
No.
On the row. Or you would get more than 40 meters on the row in 17 seconds, correct?
Correct.
So he made up in that last row a significant amount of meters on Justin. That's what that tells me. If you look at 19 and 19, 17, like that 40 meters is more than 17 seconds worth. Either the transition was slow or the rower. Yeah. So, something in that part. Because to me, 17 seconds on a row, that would be for a guy. I don't know.
Let's just talk about.
It's impressive.
You know, as short as Colton is, to be able to pull a 131 on a rower is mind-boggling.
He's fit.
I mean, at full out sprint, I think the best I've ever done, like 127, 126. And that's like everything I have with a lot of power output.
But it's like people just think Colton is good at small people workout, right? And they're like, oh yeah, I mean, he is. Like, let's be serious. But the dude is fit. Like he's gonna crush anything he does too.
Yeah. He's the iron hog, man.
The iron hog.
Like, well, I don't think people give him enough credit for how, like, I think he's always underrated in his fitness, and he's proven in the last 3 years he's qualified for the games. Like he said, no one ever picks him to win, and yet he makes it into the games.
Yeah, I want to answer a couple things in the chat. I think Jamie pulled this up. Justin versus Lazar would have been great. There's a story there. Would have been really awesome. Great.
More expensive for CrossFit.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. And
that would have been good.
Lazar may not have been welcome. There was some, Kenneth made a comment about Roman. Here it is. Roman is allegedly the best on machines. Allegedly, but every time I've seen him with an opportunity to show it, he gasses out. From semifinals on last year, he gassed out. Yep. Every opportunity to show he was the best.
Yep. Well, and I think we've established Dallin is either right there with them or possibly better.
Well, but Dallin beat him at semis.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
But like the Open is such a broader field of athletes. Like we always think about the games athletes all like always going at the top, but it could be just a random person that's going to win this workout. Like this is a typical point one workout to me. 20 minute low Barrett's entry, a random high rocks top person could do well, or a cardio person that just has double unders and can row. Like it may not be a games athlete caliber or even a semifinals. It could just be for sure. Like if it's got more high skill and heaviness and stuff, like you're going to see a games athlete or a top semifinal athlete win a workout. But in this type of workout, it's really hard to predict who can, because like Roman's the best. He's the best maybe at the games, but like within this field of open athletes, no.
Do you think Hunter?
Hunter would probably, yeah, if Hunter has good double unders and doesn't trip up, Hunter could crush this probably.
What would that say if Mirjam is apparently like a world, like one of the top High Rocks runners?
Yeah, she could do great.
And so what would that say if 2 weeks in a row a High Rocks athlete won the Open?
I mean, they're two very, like, not similar workouts, but the strength component is low. The skill is low. It's still a similar, it's a longer workout for sure. Mm-hmm. Completely different. Like the first one for the elites was very short.
Right.
For the general population was somewhere between, I'd say 10 and 15. Right. But for the elites, it was sub 8.
Mm-hmm.
This one's 20, but it's still relatively engine pacing.
Most
High Rocks train CrossFit anyways.
For sure. We've always kind of known the Open tests aerobic capacity more than anything else. So I can see a High Rocks athlete winning.
Yeah.
It would crush the OG crowd, Ken. I agree.
So the final score on the leaderboard does not show the 40 meters, because Andrew said that Justin won by 8 meters. No, it was one rep for every 10 meters.
So 80.
And they're actually 8 points apart now on the leaderboard. So it must have been 80 meters, not 40.
Okay.
But that's not what they announced on the telecast or the stream. And I don't know how we got to that difference, but yeah. So I just looked that up. All right. So what else do we have to talk about? There was talk that that CrossFit was going to pivot away from the golden barbell. That is not what they did, but they only did the one workout this week, not three. Do you think that came across better by handing over that golden barbell to the winner of the announcement?
Yeah,
along that's what with it should the be. iPad. I love that Justin got a free year of GoWad mobility since he's sponsored by them.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that meant a lot to him.
I thought that was always the plan this week.
I don't know.
I thought they only because they had four athletes there last week, they were doing the extra workouts.
So when I talked to Ariel last week, she told me that she was going to have to do three workouts with Tia.
Oh, okay.
Now, it could have been misunderstanding on her part. I don't know. So I just assumed she knew.
I think they switched and pivoted after that first week of stuff that happened there. Yeah. Like it was just, it went bad. So I think they're like winner of the workout. And that's what it should have been. Winner of the workout gets the golden barbell. Like
right.
You win. Cool.
Well, they did that survey. Maybe that was the feedback they got, and they were like, all right, we're dropping it. Did you take the survey?
I didn't.
Oh, I did.
I don't know if I saw it. Maybe I missed it.
So should Masters, we talked about should Masters and Adaptive and Teens do their own announcements. They all kind of ponied up and did announcements last week in some form or fashion. I have not seen anything this week from the Teens or the Adaptive. I did see Masters trying to put something together with four athletes. I think it's tomorrow.
I didn't see anything.
Were you able to watch any of the ones from last week?
No. I don't feel like they're like CrossFit needs to share them. They should come through the Barbend email, the Morning Chalk Up Barbend email. They should come through on
Brian Spins. The CrossFit should run it through their YouTube.
Yeah.
With the million subscribers and let people, because a lot of them were done on IG. And if you don't follow the right person, you're not getting to see it.
Yeah, like I didn't see it, but I probably see it with the right person.
So it stinks. I wish CrossFit's media department would allow for sharing. If you're not going to do it yourself and these people are doing it, let them show it. Amanda Brown says, Wheel Wad did 24.2 today. And that's the one I did see. I did see them because I think Amy, she's one leg to stand on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was a part of it.
I know you're talking about.
At least in the picture. And then Grub was on that one today.
Grub was on Wheel Wad?
That's what she's saying.
That's weird.
Maybe they did a collab.
And Amanda said, yes, it was her, Amy. Why can't I remember last name?
I can't think of it either.
She's been on the show?
Bream.
Yes. Yep. So Wheel Wad's doing it. But again, they're not getting the support from CrossFit. All it would take was, like, in our setup right here, I can click somebody else's YouTube and broadcast this show to someone else's YouTube. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Why can't that be done with CrossFit? Just give permission for that to happen and let it appear in both places so it gets more attention. So she said they organized it with a teen and another 45 to 49 year old male.
Smart.
So Wheel Wad did the gambit.
So Wheel Wad did Masters and Teens.
Yep. And adaptive all together.
Yeah. Why didn't that doesn't mean, I mean, good. I'm glad somebody did it, but why isn't Legends putting something together?
I don't know.
Maybe it's week three is Legends.
Okay.
So the adaptive went first and then the three went after.
That's okay. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is if CrossFit's not going to help them, they need to help each other, right?
Yeah.
So like they can do That's things true. Together, et cetera. So good on them for at least trying to do something, but it would be nice to have CrossFit back them up and share that.
Yeah.
So how did everybody do in heat one? Carolyn, do you play while you're competing?
I haven't done it.
I did awful.
Yeah, I got most, but I didn't get the big pointers. So I'm like 700th place now. I did pick, I picked Colton today, so I missed that.
I picked Colton today too.
Could you guys not change your, can you guys, how does it work?
So
you can change up to the minute they go.
Okay.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
Well, like one of them is 24.2 going to be a repeat. So I'm assuming you couldn't change that one. Like
right. That one was locked. That one was up to the announcement.
So I could have changed right when I saw the workout. I could have went in and changed it to Justin. Well, that was dumb of me. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't do it because I felt like because I already missed week one, I'm not going for the win. So I don't even feel like bothering. I only sign up if I can win.
Yeah. I'm in like 700 too, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't really care where I finish as long as I finish one place ahead of Jamie.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess I better be out.
And two places ahead of Lex. Those are my only goals.
Is she doing it right now?
I don't even know.
I'll have to ask her.
But she always comes in.
We did it at the games before. Like, we had a lot of fun at the games going back and forth on the picks. And we did well. We were like top 10, I think.
She talks smack more than anybody I talk to about this. And especially with at the game, she was like ripping me apart.
She did do well. Me and her both, like, yeah, we crushed the one at the game. I haven't done it since. I always forget about it.
So, yeah, my only goals in life are to beat Jamie and her. That's it.
Well, if she's not even in, we've already won, Scott.
I'll go through her phone and just change all her picks this weekend for you, Scott, if there she's playing it.
No, in our luck, you'd switch the bad ones to the good.
Right. Yes.
All right, so Heat One app, it's still going on. There's Taylor versus Hopper tomorrow, and then the brackets are all weekend long of those who went on. And I still have, Jamie, our brackets that we filled out before knowing any workouts.
We're probably not doing so hot there.
Right there. But I will tab them up.
Is it Emma Carey in that bracket? Yeah, so we need to just put that in the trash.
Well, I had her going further than you did, so it's to my
detriment.
Mm-hmm. So there we go.
All right.
And Emma would have killed week one.
I know.
Yeah, she would have. I still don't know if she would have beat that one girl that won, though.
No.
I think she would have been close to like maybe Fee's score, like a 550 or something. Mm-hmm. But that 539, I don't know if she could have beat that. That was pretty impressive. But it is Emma. Like, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Last thing about this one, this is we're going to come on, I hope, Sunday night, Jamie, and recap your video or videos, depending on what you do.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. And anything that kind of happens over the weekend, we'll just kind of recap that up Sunday night. Just to announce that. So on to other things. I just wanted to close out. I did a riff on Tuesday about Mr. Castro and his comments and his week in review.
Trying to get us canceled.
My tone was good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get upset. I just spoke.
You did. Your tone was okay.
My tone was okay. What I want to say is the following day, after some heat, I'm guessing, and not from me. I'm not pretending that I had any effect in this. The game's Instagram shared that video.
Oh.
Accepted a collaboration the following morning to share Haley's video. So after Dave said, absolutely not, we're not going to do that, they then turned around the next day and went ahead and shared it.
That's good.
And again, all I want is the sport to grow because I love talking about it. I love hanging out with people in it. And I just want the sport to grow. And we need to all work together and share stuff so that it gets more traction, and we got to stop talking to the base and get people outside of the space to come into the space.
Right.
And the video like Haley's is so different and so unique and so personal that it's got 160,000 views on YouTube. Like it's outside of the base.
How do we know it's outside of the base?
I mean,
I feel like it's like us that knows Haley Adams and her story. Like, would people outside of CrossFit think it's not here?
Any young girl can relate.
I still think it's talking to the bait. Like, it's still us excited about a production and a content, I think, of an athlete that we care about.
Five times the views of anybody else's stuff.
But I still think it's our community. It's people that like Haley. I don't know.
I think it'd be interesting to see.
Until it gets like a million views, I don't think we can say that it's getting outside of our community.
I still think it's our community. It's us looking for that kind of content that has been missing. But I still think there's just been more share because of how good it was made. But I don't think it's reached out outside much. So I don't know.
Let me be devil's advocate.
Yes.
Maybe. I'm not young. I don't understand a lot of, I don't know a lot of the young kid stuff. She was dating someone that was a celebrity. With that, her audience herself probably grew. There are rumors out there that she is talking to someone else who is a celebrity-ish outside of the CrossFit space. Those types of things, if she puts out content like that, will reach outside our base.
I would think it would already have more views if she has a true celebrity on the back burner.
All right. I would kill for that.
Well, I know, but like a Kardashian video is going to have a million hits in 24 hours.
Yeah, but we're just trying to take baby steps.
We got 300 some people that just signed up for the open. There's easily 300,000 people who want to consume CrossFit content, and only, you said it's 160 right now.
Last I knew.
To me that it's doing great for him, but it's not. And if you're talking about numbers, like that's
right.
To me, it's still not that high.
It's not.
It would be nice for it to be higher. Like it's a great, Hiller did an amazing job with that piece and obviously worked very hard on it. I would like to see it further than that.
Okay.
But I don't think Debbie Downers. I don't know.
I hear you.
We're greedy.
So the next thing is, last week on the show, we announced that 7 games athletes from last year are not competing this year. That number has grown exponentially to 11 since we made that announcement last week.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you a list of who that is, Emma Carey announced that she's taking time for her religion. Annie Thorstadter's pregnant. Jamie Simmons is going team. Kelly Baker is trying to start a family. Christine Kohlenbrander has a back injury. Alexia Williams is apparently hurt. That was not on her list last week. Mathilde Garness is going team with Noah. Ella Wunger is going team. I did not have that on the list last week. Michelle Baznet did not register for the Open. So that's another one out. Shahad Boudebs did not register for the Open. So she will not be back.
She was excited to watch at the games.
She was.
Like watching her handstand a bit. She did well.
And she's so fast. Emily DeRoy was going team. We announced that last week. So those are the 11. So of the 40, 25, 26, 28% are not coming back.
Did you also look at how many moved to the East region?
God darn East region.
I don't know.
Tia. We know Tia's in there.
Well, Tia got in her exemption, which that irks me. That's not what that was for. That exemption was not for people to have convenience. It was for people who couldn't travel. But here we are.
Yep. And Haley's back.
Catherine and
yeah, you're adding Tia now to the East. Freya moved to the East. Bailey Rail, Christoph.
Oh, is she going to compete in East now?
She's in the East now. Did I say Tia? Well,
apparently now she's living with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
And Haley's back in the East.
Yeah, Haley's back in the East. And then, I mean, Weiss, who was on the team in the West with Invictus, is now back in the East.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. I think there's more added than removed.
Yeah, we've only, like, really removed one with Emma Carey, and I think we gained at least four or five. From,
yeah.
Oh, Chloe Wilson, which is another one that's always, like, a bubble, like, can be a games athlete. She's now in the East.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and speaking of her, she has infamously missed the games by a point a couple times. Last year it was like a couple places in a very tough competition. She has taken a sabbatical from being a firefighter to train full time. Do you think that makes a difference this year?
She should.
Yeah, but she should have stayed in the West.
I was just about to say.
I mean, she just made things.
We're only going to get one more spot, and you just added. And then you add, you know, people like Brooke, who was injured last year, and you still have a butt, like you're going to add one spot. You're going to have 12, let's say 12 maximum. In the last 2 years, when you add those athletes, there's like 16 or 17 individual games athletes in the East of the last 2 years, something like that, maybe almost 18 or something. There's only 40 spots to semifinals. Think about all the good semifinal athletes too. And some of the ones that are coming out of nowhere this year that are young and whatever. Like that top 40 in the East is not the same as a top 40 in Asia. Agreed. Or another region. Like it's very competitive. I wish that the DeHaan method, whatever.
Yeah.
Within the top 100, if you're first, you get 100 points. If you're 100, you get 1 point, let's say, because where, let's say, people are, like, some regions are more top heavy than others. Like you can have maybe as many people, let's say two regions have 20 athletes within the top, but you got 20 within the top 50 and 20 in the bottom. Completely different. Like Europe is stacked too for females, right? Like that top 40 there is.
Yeah.
Too. I wish there was, like, there was a certain type of tier. I don't know how it would affect the spots, but it would be interesting to look at.
I don't know. I don't understand the arbitrary 40 number. Like, I don't know. I think with the sport growing the way it is, it'd be okay to have 50 people at the games. If you're going to have cuts anyway, what makes a difference?
Good point.
Yeah.
Just saying. So the last thing I have is, this has hit my radar in the last week. I saw a trailer last week, didn't really bring it up, but I wanted to bring it up this week. And that is, apparently Daniel Brandon is doing a documentary. And the second trailer was released like last night, maybe.
Looks good.
And so I'm pulling that up now. And I think it's this one.
The relationship with my aunt and uncle was just, things just kind of like took a turn for the worst. I'd be like, hey, do you want me to take you home? She'd be like, no, like maybe I come hang out with you, or maybe I go to the gym. And I think as we got older, I started to hear a little bit more. It started to make more sense why she maybe didn't want to go back home until everyone was asleep or until she could go straight to bed.
Does it say where it's going to be out? Like on YouTube? Is that where, like, it's going to be good?
I don't know. The print's pretty small and I'm pretty blind. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't, whatever it is though, like, I got to see it. I've heard rumors about the way her childhood was, And I can't, and I'm, I hope that this is therapeutic for her. And helps her. There's something about Rad in the small print, and I don't know. I'd have to like freeze frame it and blow it up. But I'm, when the first trailer came out, I was caught off guard because of the people who are speaking in the documentary.
Same. I was surprised to see Justin there.
When I saw Justin, that floored me.
Same.
Because I know that breakup was not pretty.
It's crazy because, like, from an outsider's perspective, right? Like, you saw that connection at the semifinal when she won the sword one. Which one's that? Syndicate?
Mac.
Mac, whatever one. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so invested in his athletes too, right? Like, he was like all in on her too. And then when that separation happened, you were like, whoa. But like, we only see as, you know, observers. It's like, we don't really know what happened really, because I'm sure both sides have different perspectives.
Well, and like, I think I'm pretty close with Justin and his family. And when you care about someone so much, that's what makes it hurt more.
Yeah.
When those things happen, right? Like, he wanted nothing but the best for her. And then when it all blew up, like, everybody was hurt.
Yeah.
And some people got angry and some people just tried to get through it. And like, so when I saw him as one of the interviewees for this documentary, I was shocked. Because I know how hurt he was. And what I'll say, like, every time I have interacted with Danielle, it has been extremely pleasant. She has been super kind to me. She has been super nice to me. She's been on the show like 3 times. But there's always this air of like, there's something going on. And we've talked about it as an athlete. You have to keep your head in the game. And that has left her at times at big moments. And I think this is going to help us understand why that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm invested. It's later this month it comes out. I think after the last week of the Open. And the friend that talked in that piece, like, I've seen her at events with Danielle. So they're still tight today. Whoever that is. So
who's sharing these reels? Just her?
I saw, I think
Cooper's shared it.
Okay.
A lot of people shared the first one. A lot of people who appeared in it, like in that clip, shared that first one. Cause I think Cooper's in that clip. Her mom's in the clip. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Dave, I thought, if I remember.
Yeah, Dave Castro's in the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really curious who paid for this, who put this on, for what?
Yeah, it just kind of, well, here, I'll just show you the first trailer. It doesn't take very long. I think this is it. Shoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready?
And the first part that we missed is her walking in and the Dave piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I feel like it's got to be Rad. I don't know who else would put.
So Rad is the bottom left that I could read. Mm-hmm. And then the middle is directed by, but I couldn't read the name. And I don't see a date.
It was like the 27th or something of March.
Yeah. Like 3/27/24. Yeah. But no details. All her post said was everybody loves a good story. 3/27/24.
Hmm. Interesting.
So yeah, I'm excited for it. We missed Dallin Pepper. He's in there as one of the interviewees. I don't know who the bearded person is, Kenneth. It could be a family member. Her mom is the one with the tattoos. I've met her. So.
Do you think it'll surpass Haley's video right off the gate?
Yeah. I don't know. That'll be fun to watch.
Depends. Eyebrows.
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Well, that's all we have on the agenda for tonight.
Guys, I'm procrastinating packing. I'm getting up at 5 a.m. tomorrow to leave.
Start packing.
You sound like me.
That's what I do too.
An expert. I just done this too many times.
Yeah.
So good luck this weekend. Tell Lex I said hi. Do well. Yeah, get those double unders down.
I'm like the little giants. Or is it little giants? He's talking to his hands like, cut your nails down. I do that before my double unders. It's going to be a good day. Come on.
There you go. And you can do, right? Like, you have good days and bad days.
I have good days and, yeah, many bad days. Yeah.
So it might be a read. Like you might have to redo it.
Like, my PR is 100, I think, unbroken, if I'm being honest. Like, 100, maybe 120 a few times in my life. It's nuts.
So
I'm good normally between 30 and 50. That's a range I can, it's small enough. The moment I have 300 on the spot, it's bad.
So download Little Giants.
Icebox.
Watch it on the plane. Get your inspiration.
Nice. Call me Becky.
I can't wait for the
great movie.
You put the eye black on to do this workout.
It's okay. Next week I do the pull-ups in the closet for the chest of bars, and then I'm on the little box.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. You guys are the best as always. That was a fun wrap up, and we will get on to next week. We'll be back with 24.3, and it'll be the end of the Open.
Yay. Awesome.
And then we get to talk about the fun stuff like quarterfinals and who's moving on. And
yeah. Your quarterfinals are earlier than the individuals. I'll be
one big group.
Teams?
Oh, you mean teams? Yeah, that's April 8th.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do to make quarterfinals.
All right. Well, you guys might have to redo some workouts then.
Yeah, we'll see how this week goes.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go up to East Lansing for quarters, hang out with Jamie for the weekend.
Awesome.
So with that, we'll catch everybody next time. See you next Thursday, or this Sunday. We'll be doing a recap of the videos, and then next Thursday for Thursday at CrossFit Talk. Catch everybody then. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We're about to change the game. We out here taking names.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.